Hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I'm sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. It is your favorite healing and self-mastery coach. If you guys are new here, my name is Misha. We talk about feelings, understanding our feelings, mastering our feelings to be the best versions of ourselves. If you guys would like to book a one-on-one session with me for healing and self-mastery, you can email me booking@feelswithmish.com. I also have all of my information on my website, feelswithmish.com. I also have a TikTok page, Feels with Mish, and then my YouTube channel here, Feels with Mish, where I post weekly content for healing and self-mastery. Let's get into today's discussion. So, if you guys have been listening to my podcast for the past year or so, I have been speaking on the law of assumption. Now, ever since I discovered the law of assumption, my life has changed dramatically. And the law of assumption basically is the idea that our world is a mirror to our inner beliefs, the beliefs and the stories that we're telling of the things in our life, whether that be people, places, and things, your work environment, your family, your relationships. All of it is just a reflection of the beliefs that we're holding of ourselves. And so ever since I awoke to this idea, this law of assumption, I started to put it into practice. And I've been, you know, speaking and incorporating this law of assumption into my podcast over the past year. So some of these teachings you're getting from my work, but I didn't start to see like real big dramatic changes until I started to be radically accountable for my beliefs, my thoughts, my assumptions. Like I started to be so self-aware of the story, so self-aware of my past, everything that I've kind of experienced in my life. I started to be radically accountable for everything that comes from me. Because if I'm the creator of my world, my reality, my life, based on the thoughts that I have that are connected to my emotions and my feelings, that is going to then have me showing up in my world a certain type of way, all of it is coming from me. Therefore, I am the operant power. It's me. I am the operant power. It's you. You are the operant power. So if it's all coming from an internal space, a state of being that you withhold within yourself, then you must be the creator of it all. And, you know, God gave us this magical experience here to live and play out in this world, in this human experience. And God wants us to experience it all. And if God is within us, then God lives through us. Therefore, we are creating all of it. We are experiencing all of it. When I started to realize this, I started to pay really close attention to the stories and the beliefs that I hold within myself, because I'm seeing the world through my eyes. I'm hearing it through my ears, and I'm then, you know, creating the assumptions internally based on what I'm seeing, feeling, tasting, touching, right? All of the five senses are being, you know, awoken to this idea. What does it mean to be radically accountable? Well, the word radical, I have it right here. It says radical, relating to or affecting the fundamental nature of something, far-reaching or thorough. And accountable, the fact or condition of being accountable, responsibility. So I started to be so responsible for myself, accountable of myself, radically accountable, to a point where I'm like, okay, like if I'm the creator of it all, then I am my own self-sabotage. I am my own self-demise. I am creating here either hell or heaven on earth, right? And I always go back to the kingdom of heaven being within us. It's that we create and unlock this heaven on earth for ourselves, but we can also be our worst enemy, and we can also experience hell here. And, you know, when I say radically accountable, there are things that have happened to you in your life and things that have happened to me in my life that I was completely out of control of, right? When you're young and you're a child, you're out of control of things happening in your life because you're a child and you need somebody to take care of you and protect you and provide for you. And through those years, we form our beliefs from the things that have happened to us. And so, again, this is, take this message with grace, because when I say radically accountable, I'm talking to the person right now, listening to me right now, the version of you that you are now, the life that you have experienced, the blueprint that you have. There are things that have happened to you that you are completely out of control of. And so that is what created your blueprint and your very specific and your very specific journey in life. You had to, not had to experience, but you did experience certain things that shaped the person that you are today. But you don't have to be that version of you anymore. And you see, when I became radically accountable for myself, I started to realize the beliefs that I was still holding of the version of me that experienced those things of my past. And when I decided I no longer wanted to be a victim anymore, I had to be aware, become very self-aware and, again, radically accountable of the version of me that was being a victim and the version of me that was in my power. Now, to be in your power is to be radically accountable, because even when you're going through the good, the bad, and the ugly, and you're reacting in certain situations, you're aware of yourself in that moment. And this is how we change our life, by changing how we are showing up in the world. So when I started to see myself going in between being a victim and being in my power, I started to say, okay, like, I don't want to be a victim anymore. The version of me that has it all is not a victim. And just because of the things that have happened to me in my past, I can see how and why I still show up in that victim state. And, you know, again, the healing work that I've done to be aware of the things that have happened to me in my life, and then, you know, forgive myself, forgive my past, and set it free, because I want to be this new version of myself so badly. I'm embodying her, right? It's a state of being. And to be her is to be unaffected and unbothered by things that an old version of me would have taken so personal, based on, again, based on the beliefs and the assumptions that I had of myself, right? I'll give you guys examples. You know, the old version of me was so, like, pushed around in my emotional state. And it's because I felt so unworthy. I felt so unlovable. I felt, you know, always feeling like I was comparing my life to everybody, comparing people, comparing myself to people, and just living in such a space of lack. And all of that had been, you know, from childhood things and things that happened to me in my teenage years and rejection wounds being triggered and, you know, just taking on this story of life happening to me. And so you grow up and you start to see how we are creating things by showing up a certain way. Like, the version of me that was insecure and felt unlovable, if somebody criticized me or said something to me, I would take it so personal, because, again, the beliefs that I had inside of me was that I'm not enough. And so somebody criticizing me would just affirm and be evidence of me feeling that I wasn't enough. And the more love that I poured into myself and this healing journey that I've been on, and you guys have been on this journey with me for years. I started my podcast over 5 years ago. I have over 150 episodes here of me sharing healing and self-mastery. But you didn't see these really huge leaps and changes until I started to be radically accountable for myself. And to be radically accountable, again, is to be in your power, because you're aware. You're aware of when you're in a victim space, and you can be radically accountable for that, therefore being in your power. Oh, I don't want to be like her anymore. Okay, let me change the story in my mind. Let me, if I need a breather, I need to take a step back. If I need to regulate my nervous system, what can I do right now that is going to make myself feel better? What can I do right now that is going to make me remember the version of me that I want to be, that I'm destined to be, the one that has it all? What do I need to do right now? And that's what being radically accountable does, is we don't stay in the space of life happening to us. Life is happening through me. It's happening for me to be my highest and best version of myself. And so I started to change up the story, and you guys are getting this. There's the theme. I mean, I can repeat it over and over and over again, but I think that it's the most important message. And, you know, all of the messages that I've ever shared in my entire podcast or with anybody, it's really all one template. It's really all one remembrance of you and your power and what you're here to do in your life, and not to settle or accept things that are not for you, because you're creating it all. So if you're creating it all, why would you accept something that you don't want? Why would you accept behavior in your life of somebody that you don't want? Why would you accept the job that doesn't make you happy, the job that isn't reflective of your value? Why would you accept, you know, just why would you accept less than in your life? Be radically accountable for how everything is showing up. Recognize that it's all coming from you. And I started to shift in my mind. I started to recognize how magical we are. Like, God wants us to experience this magic, and it's for us to have. It's for us to hold. And so can you be radically accountable for how you're showing up in your life? Can you look at your past? This, again, everything I talk about, you have the blueprint for, because your life is so specific to you. Your healing is so specific to you. Your self-mastery journey, your desires are so specific to you. I don't live in your mind. Nobody lives in your mind, right? So you have to be then accountable for it all, because it all exists within you. And if you could look back on your life and see how you showed up in situations based on you embodying a state. Like for me, if you guys have seen the past, I think it was maybe the past five episodes, like I think it's like five episodes back, where I posted Pimps in the Music Industry, and I talk about how I ended up in that situation. And I can be radically accountable for that. I can understand how I ended up in a situation like that, because I didn't love myself. I didn't know my value. I was in desperate energy. I wanted so badly to be loved and accepted and chosen and to feel worthy. But all of that was me seeking validation outside of myself. It didn't come from within myself. And so I can understand that version of me that was a victim, because she was showing up in her world as a victim. Again, doesn't condone behaviors of people that are playing out these lessons for us. But if you can radically be accountable for how you are showing up in your life, you can then be radically accountable and understand why and how you showed up in certain situations in your life. There's full on taking your power back from those moments. There's full on forgiveness from the past version of yourself, forgiveness for the people and showing up in that lesson for you as well. And you can do that. And the minute that you do that, you completely shift into a whole new reality, because your past has no power over you. It just completely has no power over you. And so in this very now moment, are you being a victim, or are you being in your power? We cannot breathe and we can't breathe in and breathe out at the same time. You cannot breathe in and breathe out at the same time. Therefore, you can't experience two different states of being at the same time. You are either in the have or the have not. You are either in your power or you are not. And so it is all a choice. It's all for you to experience within the self, whether you are being in your power or you are not. And the most magnetizing people in the world are the ones that go through their life just letting things play out, seeing that it's all happening for their highest good, being like radically accountable again for yourself, like, and how you're showing up in those moments when things are not going how you want them to go. Because the magnetic person knows that no matter what, they're getting what they want, and everything is leading them to where they're destined to be. Everything is leading them to their desires. And when you're in that state of being, of knowing, of having, of being accountable, of being grateful, of being in these higher states of consciousness, you are magnetic. You're magnetic and you pull in the desires. People just are attracted to you differently. You're embodying the state of having. And so as I started to understand this law of assumption more and more, I started to recognize that where in my life I am showing up in the have, and then where in my life I'm showing up in the have not. And you can gauge in your life these states of being of the have and have not, because again, there's certain areas of your life where you thrive in and then certain areas of your life where you don't. And so, for example, I have had lots of clients that are so financially abundant. They have the finances, the stability in their life when it comes to finances. But when it comes to love and relationships, they have a really difficult time. I'll give you guys a great example, Kim Kardashian. And I'm going to do a whole podcast on her because I started to observe, through being radically accountable, I started to observe people in the world that have it all. And then I started to observe people in the world that have it all, but have things missing in their life. And I'm like, well, why is it that they don't have it all? For example, Kim Kardashian, she has the money, the financial freedom, the business, the career. But when it comes to love and relationships, she has these really difficult relationships because she's showing up in her world a certain type of way based on the beliefs that she's holding of herself. And so she's always going to then choose the men that are going to be toxic or, you know, not going to be this healthy love. But that comes from a belief of something. And so she just repeats the pattern over and over and over again, right? It's all created within the self. It's all what we are accepting. It's all what we are showing up as, all from our beliefs and assumptions that we hold within ourselves. So if you're this person, gauge your life, the areas that you're doing super well in. There's no difference in that area than in the area of love or the area of your desires. There's no difference. It's all the same template. It all is the same. You're either in the state of having, knowing, being confident, grateful, knowing your value in this area, knowing how gifted you are in this area, knowing that you are capable in this area, and therefore your world reflects it back to you, right? Because you're showing up in a certain type of way. Because the beliefs that you're having, I just stated the beliefs that you have of yourself in those areas, have you feeling confident, feeling, you know, grateful, feeling excited, these positive vibrations. Therefore, your actions in your world are going to reflect those beliefs, and then things will be pulled into your life based on how you're showing up. Now, in the other areas of your life, again, there's no difference, but you probably have a negative story in these areas. And so to be radically accountable is to understand and be reflective of that story, be observant of that story, understand why you have this negative story. And the healing comes into play when you can understand where the beliefs come from. And again, you guys, I do personal sessions. If you need help with your healing and self-mastery journey, it is my gift to understand where these beliefs stem from, are formed from. And just having one conversation with me, the testimonies on my website, you can see that, you know, it's beneficial to invest in yourself through hiring coaches and having these sessions with people. So changing up the story, which is the theme of my past couple podcasts, is to be radically accountable of the story that you're having of certain areas of your life, because the negative stories will reflect. And what I've noticed in being radically accountable is that I started to change the stories in certain areas of my life, but the stories are always going to reflect the beliefs. And so if you haven't solidified those beliefs, you can change the story and start seeing the positive play out in your life. But if it is not a solidified internal belief, you're going to fluctuate back and forth, and the story is going to fluctuate back and forth, and you're going to teeter-totter in your mind, and then you're going to see that play out in your world with breadcrumbing and, you know, teeter-tottering. The energies are going to be a little chaotic, and it isn't until you solidify those beliefs by being radically accountable, by recognizing, by refusing the old story and just being solid in a new story, as much persisting in a new story as you can until you start to see it playing out. That's when you know that you have really made these changes. And it's only started to form in my life by being radically accountable, because I can see that persisting in a new story is what has made me feel. I feel the new story. I feel it even when I'm seeing things play out in my world that are conflicting of the story. They are, you know, opposite of the story. But persisting in the new story and just knowing, because it is in the knowing, right? It's held within. That's when it shows up. And when it shows up, you feel it and you're like, oh yes, that's what I've been persisting to find. It's here already. You have to feel it within first. And so then it is reflected into your world. And we only get there by being radically accountable, by seeing ourselves in our power, in the have or the have not. So guys, I hope this message found you well. If you're interested in booking personal sessions with me for one-on-ones, booking at feelswithmish.com. I hope you guys have an amazing, beautiful, positive day, because you absolutely deserve it. I love you. Bye. Try and explain it to the blind. May you wake up from its eyes. See the truth through the third eye. Let your heart be your guide. Light up the way. Let your heart be your guide. Free from your pain, it ain't a mistake, 'cause you choose your